Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're praying through Philippians 1, verse 13 in the New Living Translation, and it says this: "For everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ." Mind if I pray for you? Father in heaven, you are good. You are available. You are close as my breath, as close as my heartbeat, invigorating my lungs with life today. You are seated on the throne. Nothing takes you by surprise. You are greater than my greatest temptation. You are stronger than my strongest fear. You are faithful. You are consistent. You are glorious. The train of your robe fills that temple, and it's just amazing when I think about it. I think about how you appear in the book of Revelation. You are utterly other than me. You are greater than me, bigger than me, smarter than me, stronger, more powerful. And for that, I bend the knee today. And I thank you for this passage that reminds me that this is not about me. This is not about my agenda, my dream, my truth, my way. It's about your dream, your agenda, your truth, your way. And you say that the way that your son Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to you except through him. So today I choose Jesus. I absolutely and fundamentally and completely at the core of my being, I choose Jesus. And I choose to walk into places where there might even be harm because I have your name. And I pray today, as I think about the people listening today, the thing that comes to mind is the word job or occupation. Where Paul was, I mean, it seems like a strange thing to say that prison was his job, but that's where he found himself in. And he made the best of it. And he decided that in prison in Rome, he was going to share the good news as much as he possibly could so that the whole palace guard, so all the people guarding him, knew that he was a Christ follower. And so I pray for those who are in their jobs and they're having a difficult time being a light in the midst of their job, that you would just infuse them with joy and light. That there would be an irresistibility, because Jesus, when you were on the earth, oh my goodness, you were so irresistible. Children couldn't help but jump upon your lap. They wanted to be near you. You had this irresistible quality about you because of your love emanating from you, that your open arms to all who were broken. So I pray for that person today whose job is maybe frustrating and they're not being advanced and they're boss isn't seeing them for what they could possibly do, their potential. And Lord, I pray that they would be a light shining in the darkness. And Lord, maybe someone is listening and they don't have a job and they wish they had a job, and I pray for provision for that, but I pray you would help them too to find contentment and that they would bloom where they're planted. Maybe their job is walking their dog in the neighborhood and meeting other people. Maybe their job is shopping at the grocery store and finding someone to love. Maybe their job is to love the children in their care. And Lord, help us to do it all with excellence, that we could look ourselves in the mirror at the end of the day and know we have followed you and you have worked through us. And for those who are going through a dry spell right now, who feel like, well, of course God's not going to work through me because I've made so many mistakes and I've sinned so many times and I keep coming back and I keep feeling like I'm a failure. Lord, lift their minds, their heads, their hearts, because they are sons and daughters of the Most High, lofty King of the universe. And you are welcoming them back right now. And I'm so humbled that you chose us. You chose us to bear fruit, and you chose them to bear fruit where they are. Give us that power, that ability, that perspective that this is not just us going through the motions of life, but that we carry the kingdom of God with us wherever we go. Help us to have that holy perspective, that that anticipation and that looking forward to the day instead of dreading it, Lord. Help us to have kingdom eyes to see that there are going to be opportunities that are only shaped like us today. We may feel like, well, I'm not enough, or I don't do enough, or I'm not that pastor, or I'm not that evangelist, or I'm not that missionary, so I can't do anything. But you know what, Lord? You made only one of each of us. We are each unique. We each have our own unique sphere. And I can't reach the sphere the person listening to this today can reach. They can only bloom where they're planted, and I can only bloom where I'm planted. So Lord, help us to understand our place in this world as utterly beautifully unique, that there's a purpose for us, that we do not need to despair. All of that from one little verse. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. I pray this in your spectacularly precious name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. When life is completely mowing you over, unburden yourself through prayer. God is there to listen to you, my dear, dear friend. And amen to that.